6:105 here on the Great WRKO. Okay, my friends. So, we're going to continue to take your calls, by the way, on the Comey book. And who do you think the public will end up believing, Comey or the president? 617-266-6868. But first, a Cooner Country debate. As you know, I have a column which I posted yesterday urging President Trump to fire Special Counsel Robert Mueller in the wake of the outrageous raid by Mueller and his allies in the FBI on Michael Cohen, Trump's personal lawyer, his office, and his home. Well, a lot of conservatives disagree with me, and they actually think that it would be a big, big mistake for President Trump to fire Robert Mueller. And one of them, who has just published her own column, strongly disagreeing with me, I have to say it's a very well-written, well-argued column, is, of course, Dr. Grace. Dr. Grace Vuoto, putting liberals in their place. She is the communications director at the Boston Broadside. She is also a former editorial writer and columnist at the Washington Times. She's also my better half. Her column is up at thebostonbroadside.com. It is called Trump Under Siege. And joining us now is Dr. Grace Vuoto. Dr. Grace, how are you today?
I am well. Thank you for having me on, Jeff.
So, okay, I read your column. I obviously disagree with it, but I have to say it's very surgical, it's very lucid, it's very powerfully argued, and there's one particular paragraph that really caught my attention. You said that the president is being urged by many supporters to start firing members of the Justice Department. Conservative talk radio host Mark Levin is demanding that Trump fire Attorney General Jeff Sessions. Former campaign strategist Steve Bannon suggests ousting Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein for putting himself in charge of the Russia investigation following the recusal of Sessions. And Fox Business Television host Lou Dobbs is calling for Sessions to give Special Counsel Robert Mueller the boot. So I'm looking at Steve Bannon, I'm looking at Mark Levin, I'm looking at Lou Dobbs. Everybody's name is mentioned except me. And I'm like, well, what am I, chopped liver? I mean, I'm just curious. How come you didn't bother to mention me in that list of prominent conservatives asking for Trump to fire people at the Justice Department? What, I don't matter anymore?
Of course you do. I just wanted to avoid a discussion about our own relationship. And did I put you in there because we're married, et cetera, et cetera, then have to write a disclaimer about adding you. So I thought, you know what, let me summarize some of the key players. And I think, you know, a lot of people know that you're also on board calling for these firings.
Oh, okay. Thanks for clarifying that. Now, go ahead. And on a serious note, so you make a very strong case, and I want to make sure that your side is heard. So why do you think Trump should not fire Sessions, Rosenstein, or Mueller?
Okay, well, the first thing that everyone has to really focus on right now is that when it comes to what was done to Michael Cohen, a lot of the facts have not yet been fully reported. So we don't know exactly what they may charge him with. We don't know what kind of evidence they have. We don't even know how stringent or not were the standards used for the warrant. So that's really important. You have to have all the facts before you, before, you know, we can start saying what should be done. So the facts regarding Cohen are not in. But even if we had them before us, what we do know is that if you fire all three of those or any one of them, at this point, it won't make a difference. The case against Cohen is going to proceed regardless of who is at the Justice Department, because that is going through the Southern District of New York. So nothing that happens in Washington, D.C. is going to stop that case right now. In addition, if they find any linkage of criminal activity, which is what they're suggesting by this extreme action of pursuing a lawyer, if they find any linkage between Cohen and Trump of any kind of criminal activity, even the hint of it, that puts a stop right there to Trump being able to do anything regarding a firing, because there's an obvious conflict of interest. In addition, what I really want to emphasize is that right now Trump is in a box. Almost everywhere he turns, he's in a box. That case is going to proceed in the Southern District of New York no matter what. So he's boxed in. Trying to fire the special counsel without the support of his own party is absolute madness. I mean, the only way he could do anything like that, like fire Sessions, fire Rosenstein to get ultimately Mueller fired, he would have to have his own party behind him. Right now, there's already moves about trying to block him legislatively. I think if he does anything like that, it's only going to prolong investigations, because then you're going to add on top of it that we have to pursue him further for obstruction of justice. So without his party on board, he's in a box. He really can't do it. There's no political path to doing it. And finally, you've got to consider that he is facing potentially a tsunami, a blue wave in the midterms. And the Democrats are itching to impeach him, and they're going to use any firing right now as a justification for trying to oust him. So everywhere you turn, he is in a box. And my strong suggestion to him, as somebody that wants to see him break out of these chains, break out of this madness, my strong suggestion is, for right now, do nothing. The president is in quicksand. When you're in quicksand, the more you move, the more you sink. He has to stay perfectly, perfectly still. It's very difficult. What I'm suggesting is say nothing, write nothing, tweet nothing, do nothing right now. Because there's only one way for him to break out of all these boxes. If it is true, as he has claimed from the very beginning, that he is completely innocent of any and all wrongdoing, this fact is the only fact that is going to ultimately matter, and it is going to be the fact that is going to save him. In fact, it's going to be such a powerful fact that it will save him, and it will ultimately destroy everybody who has tried to claim otherwise. I've said this many, many times. It's a saying that I return to again and again. The truth has a very big mouth. Trump needs to just wait and let the truth come out. I want you to consider this, Jeff. Look, we have the House has pursued a very long 14-month investigation. And what did the House conclude? The House concluded that there is no collusion. The House has even concluded that any Russian interference was in part used to benefit Trump, but in part trying to benefit Hillary. So they have gone even further in casting doubt upon the intelligence community claims that the Russians were trying to help Trump. So if the House committee is one piece of the puzzle, what does that tell us? That piece of the puzzle bolsters Trump's claims that he is completely innocent. So just wait. Because if that fact holds still, the two Senate committees are going to have to conclude the same thing. And then regardless of what Mueller concludes, you have all these committees possibly at odds with the special counsel. So you create a situation where the best for the Democrats is a very muddied case against the president, and that's not going to be good enough to impeach him.
So basically you're saying, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but get a good legal team of constitutional criminal lawyers. Let the continue booming economy continue to grow. That's going to improve the public mood. Build up your political capital. Don't give them any grounds to try to impeach you. And eventually the truth will set Donald Trump free. Am I correct?
You're 100% correct. And you know, Jeff, listen, look, I listened to the whole hour of your discussion with Comey. You know what the headline of the Comey book is? Comey has no evidence against Donald Trump. That's the real headline. There's no evidence. You have the FBI director who's written this book, The Higher Loyalty. Look at me. I'm so important. I'm so high up in the loyalty chain here. I'm loyal to God himself. And what is Comey reporting ultimately? All this salacious garbage that amounts to one big pile of nothing. It is the FBI director. He saw all the documents. He knows what there is. The big headline is Comey has nothing to say. That's the headline. The House is going to say we have nothing. It's 14 months of nothing. So what I would suggest to Donald Trump is keep your cool. Don't engage in a tit for tat. This only fuels the narrative that there might be something because he's so nervous, because he's hiding something. So just keep your cool, laugh off some things and say, you know, if that's how they want to spend the taxpayers' dollars, let them. Right now, I can't stop it. Ultimately, they will look like fools.
We have been talking with Dr. Grace Vuoto. She's the communications director of the Boston Broadside. She has a new column up. You can read it yourself at bostonbroadside.com. It's called Trump Under Siege. And she actually argues the very opposite of what I argue, saying, forget firing Mueller. Don't fire Sessions. Don't fire Rosenstein. Just do nothing, because in the end, the truth will vindicate the president. Dr. Grace, I want to play a clip of Alan Dershowitz, highly respected lawyer, professor emeritus at Harvard Law School, and he also disagrees with you. He says that Sessions should have never, ever recused himself, and that he should have told the president ahead of time, because then Trump would have never hired him. Roll it, Brittany.
I think Jeff Sessions engaged in wrongful conduct by not telling the president before he was appointed. I'm going to recuse myself.
The
president never would have appointed him. The president doesn't want a part-time attorney general.
He would have
had a nice conversation saying, I appreciate you're recusing yourself, but I need a full-time attorney general.
Yep.
So you even have Alan Dershowitz saying that his own attorney general screwed Trump, shafted Trump, because I think, Dr. Grace, what you're missing, with all due respect, is two key points. Number one, they have essentially paralyzed the Trump presidency. Whether, you know, it's not a question anymore about truth. I think you're being very optimistic about this. I look at it in a much more cynical Machiavellian way. They got their special counsel, and he has now been bleeding the president, paralyzing the president. He's almost impossible for him to do anything but fend off these attacks. You've got the attorney general who stabbed him in the back. You've got Rod Rosenstein, who's got a blatant conflict of interest. He should be in jail, frankly. He's the one that appointed Robert Mueller. So he's got a conspiracy in which his own Justice Department is at war with him. His own FBI is at war with him. And then, to me, this is the mother of all points. They have now seized all of Trump's and Cohen's privileged communications. What that means is, forget Russia. They're not going to get him on Russia, but they're going to get him on something else. And as I said to you when we discussed this last night, if you, and I know you're crystal clear, okay, you are as clean can be. If there was a special counsel barreling down on you, going through everything you've ever done for the last 10 to 15 years, the federal code is so big and bulky, they're going to find something. And so they're going to get Trump on some technicality or some illegal violation of the law, somehow, some way. And I think that's what you're misunderstanding. The longer this thing goes, the more Trump's going to be in danger, because they're going to be going through every document with a fine-tooth comb. So it'll be a land deal. It'll be a financial transaction. It'll be his taxes in 2004. He paid whatever, $1,000 less than he should have. They're going to get him on something. That's the problem.
Well, Jeff, there's two problems with your argument. Number one, with all due respect to you and Alan Dershowitz, did Sessions know beforehand that he was going to recuse himself? The way I understood it, he did not. He only recused himself after there was intense scrutiny regarding what he had put forward regarding his interaction with the Russians. There was such public backlash that he made decision based on that to protect himself.
Hold on. Hold on, Dr. Grace. I don't mean to cut you off, but hold on. But he didn't inform the president. He publicly recused himself without ever telling Trump about it beforehand. he was ethically obligated to tell the president, as your attorney general, I want you to know I'm going to be recusing myself from all matters related to Russia. Now, he knew that the moment he said that to the president, as Alan Dershowitz rightly points out, whoa, you're going to be a part-time attorney general. No. Jeff, we'll get you for another job, but I'm not gonna keep you as my attorney general. I'm not gonna hire you as my attorney general.
Jeff, he was already hired. He was Trump's biggest backer and biggest supporter. He didn't want to harm the president. He was just doing what he thought would allow an investigation to go forward and let it be a pristine investigation. His intention was not to harm Trump. He helped elect Trump. So let me just answer everything you said.
Okay, but hold on. But his actions, hold on, Dr. Grace. We're not arguing about his motives or his intentions. The fact that he recused himself opened the door to Mueller. His actions did end up hurting Trump. That's the point. Whether he intended to or not is irrelevant. And if you're going to recuse yourself from something so big as the attorney general, I think you owe it to the president to tell him beforehand, before you announce it to the entire public. He blindsided the president. I mean, you don't see a problem with that?
Well, look, you're talking about a matter of procedure. Should he have told him before he did it or go ahead and do it? I think that's small potatoes. The real catalyst in all this was when Trump fired Comey. That set in motion, you know, a terrible chain of events. I'm not saying you shouldn't have fired him, but I'm saying that that was the real action that triggered the special counsel. But let me answer everything before you go on, Jeff. And then you keep saying that Mueller's going to find something. Mueller's going to get him. Well, you are creating a tremendous amount of anxiety. I'm not saying that you're doing it in any malicious sense, but you're talking about something you don't know for sure. Look at the House Intelligence Committee. They found nothing. I mean, how do we know what's going to happen in the future? So you're telling the president to do something right now based on something that you and your crystal ball see is going to happen in the future. And what I'm saying is anything that Trump does right now is going to make matters worse. Jeff, look, you and I are on the same side. We want Trump to finish his term. We want the people to see that he's a great leader. We want him to get a second term. And I'm saying the best way to do that right now is calm down. If you're innocent, they will not get you. They cannot get you. They need evidence to get you. Now, you keep saying, well, Mueller's going to find something. Well, you're talking about the future. That's speculative. Let's see what he finds. And then let's talk about it then, based on whatever it is.
Do you know, let me ask you this, Dr. Grace.
Didn't sign a form properly. Well, we're all going to laugh at that. Is that all you got?
Nah.
It'll be a backlash.
No, I think the Democrats will impeach. But, Dr. Grace, I'm way over. I've got 1 minute. Let's just end it right here. Do you know what the federal conviction rate is in federal court?
What is it?
97%. 97%. When the feds decide to charge you with something, it's basically almost like in Stalin's Russia. It's a slam dunk. So what I'm trying to tell you is the sharks are circling the president of the United States. And if they want to get him, they're going to get him. And I think that's where you and I disagree. The House Intelligence Committee stuck to Russia. Mueller's made it clear he's going after hush payments to porn stars. He's not going after the Access Hollywood Billy Bush tape. Why is he going after the Billy Bush tape? I'll tell you why. Because he wants to see if maybe Trump actually told his lawyer, hey, I actually did grab someone by the pee. In other words, they're fishing. And when you fish, you're going to find something. Am I wrong?
Jeff, Mueller kicked the case regarding Cohen to the Southern District of New York. So we're again talking about something we don't have all the facts on. So what I suggest is we continue the debate when more facts come out. I hold to my point of view, and thank you so much for allowing me to express it, Jeff.
All right. We've been talking with my better half, Dr. Grace Vuoto. You can catch her column. You can read it at thebostonbroadside.com. Trump under siege. Dr. Grace, can you do me a favor the next time you write a column on this? Can you do me a big favor? Can you put my freaking name in there? Humor me.
I will, and I want to assure the audience Jeff is not sleeping on the couch. We actually think this is a really good time, a very helpful exercise. We don't mind being on the opposite side. You see, we have true tolerance in our household.
Dr.
We
Grace.
We disagree and still admire one another.
Honestly, I thought you did a very good job and a great piece, although I disagree. Thanks so much for coming on, and I'll see you soon.
My pleasure,
Jeff. All right,
thank
take care. 617-266-6868. So let me ask you. Do you agree with my wife or do you agree with me?